This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Greg Yoder on the line from Keys for Kids. We're going to be talking about some recent opposition that they encountered to their Christian material for kids at a public school in Kentucky. And Greg, to start us off, can you just explain what happened in a nutshell?
We've been partnering with the Three Heath Brothers for quite some time. The story goes back to when they were recording their Christmas album. We met them in Prague, believe it or not. They didn't have anything to hand out at these public schools that they had been invited to. They had been handing out these little cards with kind of a gospel message, but wasn't really a clear gospel. It was just a QR code. Go to our website, you can learn more. And so as we were talking to them, they said, we grew up on Keys for Kids. We should give Keys for Kids away at our events. And so it started about 3 years ago. And so we've been doing this for quite some time. We put a custom cover on our devotional. It looks like the Three Heath Brothers. And when they go into a public school, they can not say everything they want, but they can sing everything they want. And they're allowed to hand out these devotionals to any young person who wants them. So that's kind of what's happened. We have been literally in, I would say, probably a couple hundred public schools. And just recently, there was one person who was very upset about the fact that the Three Heath Brothers were at their school. The person claims they didn't know and they wanted to have, they didn't want to have to talk about religion to their child this particular day. They had it planned out for something else. And so that one person complained to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation apparently didn't like that either. And so they sent a letter and actually wrote an article about separation of church and state and so forth. So that's kind of how it came about.
And you mentioned you guys have been doing this for a few years. Is this the first complaint? Because it kind of surprised me for a public school outreach if this was the first complaint.
No, this is actually the second one that we're aware of. There was another one last year in North Carolina. That was a little bit bigger. That was right in the Three Heath Brothers' home area, and it kind of got blown up a little bit. But we just took it as a badge of honor. We know that we're going to be attacked by the evil one. He doesn't like us going into public schools. Kids are searching for spiritual truth. They want to know spiritual truth. I mean, if Charlie Kirk's assassination has done anything, it is only exacerbated the problem in society, and young people want to know what the answer is, and they're finding it in spiritual things. I mean, we're hearing all kinds of research that young people are reading their Bibles more, believe it or not, real Bibles, not apps. They're actually opening up Bibles, buying Bibles. They're buying devotionals and things like that, and so this is just kind of I would say, the tip of the spear. And we're meeting a need. And of course, it's a spiritual need, but it's also a felt need in young people's hearts and lives because they literally have not had the truth. And they have been trying to battle the truth in which they're being lied to about. And so when they find something that has been around for a long time and there aren't any inconsistencies, we're seeing hearts changed.
Well, and that kind of lends itself to my next question is kind of why do this type of outreach in a public school? In the sense of like you could do it in a Christian school and get no pushback whatsoever. So why do this type of work in a public school format?
Well, I guess you go where the need is. There are so many young people that need Jesus. And frankly, you could go to a public school, but you'd be preaching to the choir in a lot of cases. I mean, probably the vast majority of kids are already followers of Christ. That's not to say that all of them are. But you go to a public school and there's darkness. There is darkness. There are people that don't understand their identity in Jesus. They don't understand that they're a work of Jesus Christ. They don't understand that they're a masterpiece created by God Himself. And so when they're approached in that way, saying that you are loved, there is a God who loves you and cares for you. And let me just introduce you to Jesus, because that's one of the songs that they sing. Let me introduce you to Jesus. It's amazing what kind of response they get. I mean, kids literally coming to faith in Jesus, maybe not there, but after reading a Keys for Kids devotional, because every one of our devotionals in the back has a plan of salvation in it. And each of the stories teaches a biblical truth. So it's perfect for young people, both teens and kids. We have two different versions, Unlocked for Teens and Keys for Kids for Unlocked. And so it makes sense for us to go into public schools. It makes no sense to stay away.
And one of the things you guys or the three Heath brothers and Keys for Kids, there are several events coming up with the holidays just around the corner.
Yeah.
And there's always a possibility that, bad PR follows you, right? And so will this affect any of those upcoming events?
I don't consider this bad PR. I consider it great PR. I mean, we're being attacked for sharing good. Think about that. I mean, we're being attacked for Christ. And when you hear schools that are indoctrinating our kids about LGBTQ or abortion or you name whatever it is, the issue that we're facing, and then we bring in truth, I consider that a badge of honor to be attacked by evil. I mean, Satan, I mean, Jesus himself said that if they hate me, they're going to hate you too. Paul said it wasn't going to be easy. And it isn't easy. Life is not easy, but to see hearts and lives changed in a place called, a public school, and to see that openness and the school administrators wanting the three Heath brothers to come in and share a great message of truth. And they talk about bullying when they go in. They talk about, other issues that you're loved. And then, of course, we talk about introducing you to Jesus. I mean, there are other things that can be done in the public schools that people aren't doing. And right now, there's an open door, and we don't want that. We don't want to lose sight of the fact that that door could close at some point in time. But because of where we are in our society and in our culture, it's an open door, and we want to run right through it. Obviously, we're doing this Not So Silent Night Christmas tour. We're partnering with the three Heath brothers. It's their concert tour. They're literally concerts all over the country. We're having one here in West Michigan coming up on December the 18th. Obviously, Mission Network News is heard worldwide, but our headquarters are here in West Michigan, and we're just inviting people to come. We're actually looking for Christian businesses to sponsor the concert to create a match for that evening because we want to raise money for our public school outreach. We want to do more. In fact, the three Heath brothers don't charge the schools any money to go in and do these things, but it costs about $3,000 a school, once you travel, their expenses, the expenses of our books, just the things that go along with that. And so we'd like to raise, if not $20,000 or $30,000 at the concert in West Michigan, and maybe even other concerts around the country as well.
And that was, sorry, by the way, I had to move because my computer battery was dying.
Oh
But
no.
yeah, but we're plugged in now, so we're all set. But thank you for sharing those upcoming events because I want to get people connected if they want to hear the Three Heath Brothers in concert. Another question that I had for you is who does follow up, and then how can we pray for those things that are coming up?
Yeah, well, actually, we do the follow-up and we try to get them connected to local churches in the area. In fact, typically what happens when they go into a school, they try to have a concert in the evening at a church. So they'll go to the concert, and do the concert at the school, and in the evening they'll do a concert at the church. They'll invite the kids to go to that concert, and that's where a lot of the kids come to faith in Jesus. But if not, they take the Keys for Kids devotional home. They can sign up to get Keys for Kids. And unlocked all year long. It's free. It's something that we offer to the public schools, and we're seeing kids that are reading it and coming to faith in Jesus. And so we try to get them again plugged into a local church wherever they happen to have to be doing concerts. And it's really great to see some of these young people end up going to church and staying in the Word through Keys for Kids and Unlocked.
And is there anything that you'd like us to pray for, with this ministry specifically?
Yeah, well, pray for the guys, first of all. I mean, it's not easy to be attacked, especially as 20, young 20 somethings. I mean, this is kind of the first time that they've been kind of in the crosshair. So pray for them. Pray that the open doors will remain open. You can pray for that for us. You can pray for funding, that we can continue to support the Three Heath brothers in the way that we have been, both with our devotionals, but also just helping to raise funds to get them into these public schools. For us, this is something we have prayed over since I've been here. How do we get into the world? I mean, it's okay to be in the church. We love creating devotions for church people and for kids and to help them grow, because we know that, as kids are born, they need to know Jesus too. And so that's a great place for us. We've been there for a long time. But the question has been, how do we get into the world and to preach the gospel, especially in North America? We're doing it in Afghanistan, we're doing it in Pakistan, but how do we share with lost people in the United States? And now we have this amazing opportunity to be in the public schools of all places, a bastion of I would say evil in some cases, but there's still a lot of great people in the public school system too. My dad was a public school teacher for 41 years, and so he was a light in the darkness. And I'm sure that there are others too. That's why many of these administrators have allowed the Three Heath brothers and us to come in. And so we're just praying that those open doors will remain, and that these noises from the Freedom From Religion Foundation and others will be silenced. Because the word of God needs to go forward and the gospel needs to be presented.
Amen. It's definitely a needy mission field, the public school system and the kids, obviously, and teachers that are there. That wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Just this, we probably should pray for the kids too in many of these programs, because there's a lot of fear, anxiety, anger, suicidal thoughts, questioning your identity and who you are in Christ, and who you are, who God created you to be. So just be praying for many of these young people who are going to be hearing these songs, maybe for the first time, maybe hearing Jesus for the first time because of the intercultural experiences that we have. So many people from around the world that are now in the United States. We literally can reach the whole world right here in North America. And so just pray for those young people who will begin hearing these messages, hearing these songs, getting a Keys for Kids or Unlocked, and then pray that they'll read it. Pray that they'll get involved with it, or maybe even download the app and be involved with it that way.